Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Bill Michaels Show is on the air. It is Wednesday. We're going to start pushing that snowball down the other side. You know what I'm saying? Start to get it down the other side and start to get you in the mood, getting you ready for what's coming up on Sunday. 5:40 kickoff. You got an NFC Championship game. The Green Bay Packers are on the road, and they're taking on the San Francisco 49ers, by which one of the radio talk show hosts who we had on yesterday, our buddy Damon Bruce from 95.7 The Game, out in Frisco. And Damon Bruce is pretty well respected. I mean, he's a guy that a lot of people follow and take to heart. Damon Bruce yesterday said this about the Packers' chances to win this game.
You know, I know LaFleur is very, very good, and Aaron Rodgers is just is one of the great arms this game has ever seen and known. If he does it. I mean, I give the Packers a 10% chance because of Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's saying something. He is that good, that special, that magical. And he'll have to be all day long for four quarters without it. If he is looking at the tips of his cleats once on the sideline, game over. Game over. He's going to have to be rosy-cheeked. We're here to win. Aaron Rodgers pulling the freight train, Mr. Motivation all afternoon long. The minute he's looking at the tip of his cleats, ball game.
There you have it. So, do you agree or disagree? Do you think the Green Bay Packers have more than a 10% chance of getting a victory, or are you as pessimistic that this team has, they basically have to play the game of their life? They have to play perfect football. Perfect football to get a win. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Now, going to talk a little bit about the Kansas City Chiefs coming up at the bottom of the hour. Our buddy Bob Fesco from 610 Sports in Kansas City going to be joining us. We're going to hear from David Bakhtiari, who joined the big show on our flagship station yesterday, get his thoughts. Also, Lorenzo Neal. We're going to go back out to 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco. We're going to hear from Lorenzo Neal, who we heard from last week, and we're going to get his take on all of this. But yesterday, when we had Damon Bruce on, you'd have thought he shot the Pope. Because, I mean, Packers fans came out of the woodwork. How dare you say that we only have a 10% chance? How dare you? And my question is, do you think that the Packers, if you had to put a percentage on it, what do you think the Packers have going into this contest? You know? Hey, here's something else for you. By the way, we have this extended coverage, okay? We're going to be doing this today, tomorrow, and Friday. Obviously, the huddle is coming up tomorrow night. But make sure you also listen this weekend to You Better You Bet. This Sunday, it's going to be on our flagship station out of Milwaukee from 9 to 11. It's the championship preview show, and who is going to play in the Super Bowl? And can the Packers go to Miami? You can listen live on Sunday. Nick Costas, Joe O, and Danny Parkins are going to break down the AFC and the NFC championship games Sunday, 9 to 11. You Better You Bet, production of the Action Network and Radio.com Sports. So that is coming up this weekend as well. So we're continuing our coverage. And then after the program, not only we have the Lodge Kohler kickoff on Friday as well. Don't know the guest yet. Not quite positive of the guest yet, but we're going to be up at Lodge Kohler on Friday starting at 5 o'clock. Hope to see you there. And then immediately following Frisco and Green Bay, we got the Green and Gold postgame show, getting your reaction to all of it. We're going to be covering it top to bottom. We're going to have people on the ground in San Francisco. Radio Joe Zanzola's going. Mike Clemens is. If anybody can get out, whole crew can't get out. It's going to be snowing. It's the end of the world. Great white death. We can handle it. We're good to go. Everybody's heading to San Francisco. So there you have it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, please feel free to go ahead and do so. 855-830-8648. So Damon Bruce basically says, hey, he's giving them a 10% chance. They are feeling unbelievably confident out in San Francisco. Feeling really, really good. Now, that's one thing that I will say, maybe you're a little over your skis on. If you're that confident, you know what I mean? If you're that confident, well, maybe you're a little bit overconfident, because this Packers team's coming in feeling pretty good about themselves right now. So if you're that confident, maybe you're a little bit too confident. Maybe that plays into the Packers' hands. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. 855-830-8648. Want to get your thoughts on that. Hey, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. And many different types of procedures and many different types of processes. So, hey, if you're looking for, well, first and foremost, to take care of ED, the erectile dysfunction, they can help you out with that. They've got a 98% success rate. We are into a new year. So if you're tired, if you're moody, if you don't have energy or stamina or anything like that, and you just want to figure out why, go in. Make the call, for gosh sakes. Go in and get your numbers checked. It's simple. Go in and get the numbers checked. You'll be good to go. They can let you know, hey, is it or is it not low T? Go ahead and say, boy, got a little bit of that going on. Here's the program. I'm on it. I'm good. I got energy. I'm feeling good all over again. Maybe losing a little bit of weight, or if you want to lose a lot of weight, the way to do it, the all-in-one weight loss program, it works. You just got to do it. That's it. Pick up the phone. It's not difficult. The all-in-one weight loss program right there for you. Call them. 414-455-4451. They have a location in Green Bay. They have a location in Milwaukee, one down in Illinois. 414-455-4451. That's the New Mail Medical Center. Do you think the Green Bay Packers stand what percentage of chance of getting this victory coming up on Sunday? Go Pack, go to the Super Bowl, tweets us, at Bill_Michaels, by the way, and says, disagree adamantly. He does not know that Rodgers has a playoff switch, and it's turned on right now. 70% of the Green Bay of the Packers getting a win, he's saying, if they don't turn the ball over. 70%. 855-830-8648. Let's see here. This one's from Al. Al says, you also said that LSU had no chance against Clemson. No, I didn't. As a matter of fact, I picked LSU to win. So I don't know who you're talking to, but whatever it is, put down the pipe, the five-man skull bong, put down the lighter, and be good to go. Just thought I'd throw it out there. This one's from Rob. Rob writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I don't give the Packers much of a chance to get a win, but I do feel it's more than 10%. I think the Packers are more like 30% to get the victory. They need to play almost perfect football, and Aaron Rodgers has to be better than just throwing to Devontae Adams all the time. I think other guys have to become involved, and you have to stay away from Richard Sherman. If you can get a couple underneath from Sherman, you're going to be good to go, and you'll spread the field a lot better. He also says Jamal Williams is going to be key because they have a stout defense up front. They can probably slow down Aaron Jones. It's going to take Jamal Williams breaking a couple open to really break that defense up. B-Love writes in the Wendy's email inbox, Damon Bruce is out of his freaking mind. Let's send him some beer so he can stay drunk all the way through the Super Bowl, so when he wakes up, he realizes that the Green Bay Packers are champions. There you go. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Dan listening to us in Detroit. Dan, how you doing today, man? What's happening?
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
I'm doing well today. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I was one of those people that tweeted you yesterday. I was on my way home, and
yes?
I was listening to it, and it just, like, it sparked me. I understand he's confident in the team, but every game it's 50-50, you know, regardless of who has the better team. I think that this isn't even the best 49ers team we've played in the playoffs. You know, we played those, like, I think it was 13 and 14 teams. Those teams were better than this team. And I would go as far as saying, like, this is a better Packers team than those teams. Granted, we lost both those games, but I think there's a lot to prove in this game. I think this holds something special to Aaron, kind of like, you know, that 2010 season when we won the Super Bowl. He had to get through beating Brett. He had to get through the injuries. If he plays good and if he plays like he used to and, you know, 11 to 14, I think he can easily win this game.
I appreciate the phone call. I would agree. If Aaron plays Aaron Rodgers football and gives you what we've witnessed in the past, yes. If it's a quarter or two quarters of non-playoff style football, they won't win this game. I mean, to me, if I have to go with the keys of the game, which I want to get into later in the week, but look, you got to get up early. Can't turn the ball over. You got to get a couple of three and outs and get off the field and put it back in the hands of your offense. But I think a couple of scores up forces Garoppolo into mistakes, and then you capitalize. But you're going to be fighting the crowd. You're going to be fighting yourself. You're going to be fighting them because you're going to have to play almost perfect football to get a win. It's just my opinion, but it's just that simple. I think as good as now the last time Devontae, did he play in that last game? Was he still hurt? He wasn't hurt in that last game, was he? I can't remember off the top of my head. But I will say this, because I, for whatever reason, I get the feeling that Devontae was just coming back from the turf toe. I'm not positive. I'm going to take a look at that. But what I'm going to say is that I believe that Devontae holds the key because he is back and he's healthy. Okay? I mean, that's the one thing. But I also believe that as good as he is, let Devontae draw coverage in other areas. Let him take, you know, coverage away from some of the other guys. And therefore, yeah, Joe.
He played in that first game against San Francisco.
That's what I thought.
He had 7 catches for 43 yards and a touchdown.
Was that right after he came back from the turf toe? I think it was his first game back, wasn't it?
No, he actually played in Carolina as well.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, he had 7 catches, 118 yards against the Panthers, and he played against the Chargers.
Okay. So he played those games then. Okay.
His first game coming back from the turf toe was against L.A.
Gotcha. Okay.
Where he had 7 catches for 41.
Gotcha. Okay. Because I knew that he just wasn't completely healthy, and I knew that they really stymied him. And because the Chargers, they ended up, yeah, it was a 26-11 game. I remember he just wasn't that healthy. And I remember a comment coming out after that contest that he was kind of like, you know, wasn't feeling the best. He's still, you know, fighting through it and all that kind of yada, yada, yada. So I was trying to remember if he played in that game. I thought he did, but I wasn't sure because that was the Sunday night game too, wasn't it? Yeah. 855. Anyway, I digress. 855-830-8648. Remember though, this was the big thing about the Packers. They couldn't get the ball to him on third down. If I remember correctly, I think the Packers were like 1 of 14 or 1 of 15 or something like that on third down in that ball game. I'll check during the break, but they were terrible. They just couldn't get out of their own way in that contest. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Steve, Mike, and Mike, and a cast of thousands all on hold. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Remember, Bill, like the old Brent Musburger, Jimmy the Greek, Irv Cross, checkboard, and, you know, they'd be going over, who's got the advantages?
Right.
Okay, so all the categories that a football team can have, check quarterback, and that's it for the Packers in this game. So if the Packers have an advantage at quarterback, every other box, the Niners check.
Of Damon Bruce. He is with the game, the radio station, out in San Francisco. He feels that the Packers only have about a 10% chance of getting a win. That's it. What are your thoughts? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. 8648. Our buddy Kyle tweets us and says, Packers are going to get the win on Sunday, 28-21. And Kyle from Final Lock. Joe writes in Wendy's email inbox, I give them a 70% chance of getting a victory. I think the Packers are playing with a chip on their shoulder, and Aaron Rodgers is coming back to California. He wants to win in front of that franchise that chose not to pick him. Look for a big game out of Aaron. I would have thought that, but then again, they didn't play that great the first time these two teams met. Why would the chip be any larger now? You know what I mean? I mean, there's some things that you want to look into the storyline. You want to go, okay, I can see that, sure. But I don't think the incentive to win, well, I mean, there's incentive to win more now, absolutely. But I don't think he wants to win any more this time than he did the last time he was there. Maybe because he just had a bad game, there's more of an angst to get a victory, but I mean, he's played San Francisco before. I mean, they had Colin Kaepernick and company come into Lambeau Field, for God's sakes. So he wants to win. I don't think not being chosen early on by that team provides much more of incentive than it did the last time they met, or the time before, the time before that, or the time before that. 855-830-864. Let's go to Mike listening down in Florida, listening to us there on radio.com. Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Bill?
Doing well, buddy. What's on your mind?
Good, good. Yeah, so I think that guy that you mentioned, I think 10% is pretty extreme. I mean, he's got to keep in mind the Packers were 13-3 for a reason in the regular season, and they did beat a pretty good Seahawks team. Overall, I give them a 30% chance of winning, and the reason why is that I just think the 49ers are more talented offensively and defensively. They got a lot of high first-round draft picks on the defense, and I think it is going to come down to Rodgers and LaFleur, because I think Rodgers does have the edge at quarterback, but what does concern me is the 49ers did such a great job shutting down Dalvin Cook, who I think is the best, you know, running back in the NFL when he's healthy. So I think they're going to take Aaron Jones out of the game, and I think they're going to do a lot better job on Davante Adams versus what the Seahawks did. So it's really going to come down to LaFleur putting Adams in advantageous situations where maybe he can get single coverage somehow. So if that means putting him more into the slot. So it's going to come down to other guys stepping up. I mean, Jimmy Graham, you know, I've been critical of him, but he did a great job last game. He had some clutch third down catches that kept the sticks moving. So a guy like a Jimmy Graham or an Alan Lazard is going to have to step up in this game. And defensively, they're going to have to put pressure on Garoppolo, because I think if you can put pressure on him, I think he's going to give you some chances at some interceptions, and that's where the Packers are going to have to capitalize on that. So LaFleur and Rodgers, it is kind of an uphill battle, but I still think they have a shot.
I think they have a legitimate shot. I will agree with you, Mike. Appreciate the phone call as always, buddy. And thanks for listening to us on the radio.com app down in Florida. I think they have more than a shot, but I think there's a couple of things that have to be. And you talk about Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur got outcoached the last time these two teams met. There was a lot of things that Kyle Shanahan does and does extremely well. A lot of opposite motion, if you will. And everything he does is then 3 and 4 plays later down the road that sucks you in. It makes you think something's going one way, and indeed it's going another. He moves Kittle around very, very well. Kittle dictates coverage and dictates your attention. He does that extremely well. Kittle has become a really good blocker as well. So there's a lot of things that this team does, and they do well. But the secondary, okay, their secondary, if you can stay away from the pass rush, okay, which is where, to me, if you're going to win this game, you're going to win it in the trenches. All right, you're going to win it with Bakhtiari and Bulaga. And Bulaga is not, it's the one area of concern, because he does not have that same level of speed capability on the outside. It's not as quick. But when you're talking about guys like Witherspoon and Williams, not necessarily like Richard Sherman, you stay away from him, but you can get to Tart and Ward and Witherspoon and Williams and those guys, and Mosley, to Tavarius Moore. You can get to those guys, DJ Reed. Those guys have been picked on. They've been able to they've given up plays, which is why this is so big for other guys to be involved. if it's not just Devontae left, Devontae right, other guys get involved and make plays, this team can win the game. This team can win a game. 855-830-8648. Let's go to our buddy Mike listening to us in Port Washington. Mike, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Hi, Bill.
What's up?
Just comment on David Bruce. He's entitled to his opinion, of course. And you know what? I probably agree with him. I'm a great Packer fan. I've been one for over 50 years. I've only missed two games. So I'm a big Packer fan, but I'm not one of these guys who thinks that if you say something negative about the Packers, then you're not a fan. So, you know, I might agree with his assessment, but I have never heard such arrogance in my entire life. And talk about being ungracious from a hometown reporter.
Well, I'll say this. Damon and I are friends, and I know Damon pretty well. So he's kind of, it's more like him and I just BSing and talking. So I got to keep that in mind a little bit.
Okay, well, that changes. Then maybe I shouldn't say the rest of what I was going to say.
No, look, hey, let's be honest. Let's call it what it is. He pissed a lot of people off yesterday.
Well, can I say this, Bill?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I am a preacher, okay? I teach the Bible, and I just hope that the biblical warning of destruction following pride and arrogance comes to pass immediately in this case.
I love that.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate it. Yeah, when you get a little biblical wrath in there, always loving that. 855-830-8648. Damon Bruce says Aaron Rodgers has to have the game of his life.
Back in round one, the Packers were coming off a bye week. Now you got a short week, and you're facing a better team at home for the right to go to the Super Bowl. Look, I grew up a Chicago Bears fan, Bill, so I have all the respect in the world for Aaron Rodgers. I know that he can put on the Superman cape and do things that make an average team much better than average that day. If he's got this one in him, my God, I mean, this will be the greatest game Aaron Rodgers has kind of ever won if he wins it. And I think it's a slim shot, because the 49ers reduced him to the worst afternoon he's ever had on a professional football field the last time around. And again, off a bye week. And this time around, the Niners are better and healthier than they were that last time around. The front four is back. Bosa, Armstead, Buckner, and a healthy Dee Ford could make a very long afternoon for Aaron Rodgers. If he overcomes this, and Richard Sherman, who I know we got into a little bit of an argument about the last time we talked, who, you know, first team all pro. I mean, yep. Whatever it was. He had a monster year. I like the Niners by two scores in this game. I do. And if Aaron Rodgers wins this game, it will be a Superman effort, and it will come up probably in the first paragraph of his obituary. I mean, like, that's, I think, the kind of situation he's up against. This screams Niners going to the Super Bowl to me.
There you go. Screams it. Hang in there. Steve, Josh, Mark, and the Cast of Thousands all on hold. We're going to take a little look at what the Kansas City Chiefs have going on when we come back. Bob Fesco from 610 Sports down there in KC. Going to find out about the AFC side of things and the matchup coming up this weekend with the Tennessee Titans, who are on a bit of a roll. Don't forget this portion of the program, also brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We have the huddle coming up tomorrow night. Brass Tap on Layton Avenue in Greenfield, 6 to 8. Want to see you there. Should be a good one. We'll be back right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Michael Show, we are on the air. We're glad you're here today. Thanks, as always, for taking a listen to us. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. Don't forget Van Horn, 3,500 new and used cars. They've got them all over 16 different campuses in the state. They got a couple outside of the state of Wisconsin as well. They got the newest one, the Hyundai dealership up there on 43. as you head north. They got that big campus up there with Nissan, Volkswagen, and now Hyundai in Sheboygan. And they continue to grow. They continue to take care of you. They're employee-owned, which makes them a tremendous company because everybody's got skin in the game. They're the home of the 90-day test drive, free oil changes for life when you buy a new vehicle. I can go on and on and on. Just go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. And see for yourself what it is I'm talking about. By the way, that Hyundai dealership, I just did a commercial for them up there last week. And my God, that place is really, really nice. And the customer service lounge, when you're sitting there waiting for some of your service work to be done, that's fantastic. All the chairs have USB ports and stuff in them now. And you can watch different videos. They've got full Wi-Fi and everything's out there. So just continue to figure out ways to take care of you. That is from our friends at Van Horn. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. And see for yourself what it is I'm talking about. Bob Fesco, 610 Sports in Kansas City, joining us now. You can find him at Bob Fesco on Twitter, at Bob Fesco on Twitter. Bob, how you been, buddy?
I've been good. I always like coming on with you because I know something good's happening in Kansas City, so I'm excited about it.
Well, there you go. So you got an AFC Championship game you're about to host, and I got to tell you, I am not wholly surprised, but a bit surprised. It's the Tennessee or Texans, or not the Texans, but the Nashville. What the hell am I talking about here? The Tennessee Titans.
the Titans, I
got completely lost there for a minute. So anyway, long story short, with Tennessee coming to town, look, they got a tremendous defense. And Ryan Tannehill didn't suddenly wake up one day and become some kind of a juggernaut of a quarterback. And I love what they've done. I just get this sense that maybe the magic carpet ride ends for them here. But I got to be honest, there was some chinks in the armor for Kansas City watching the Houston Texans kind of take it to them early on in that ballgame. Had it not been for just some stupid play calling by Bill O'Brien, I kind of wonder what the outcome of that game might have been.
Well, I mean, I think you're right about that. I think there were two really bad play calls by him in that game. Going for a field goal when you're up 21-0 on 4th-and-1, and going up 24 sounds like it's a good move, but it really wasn't. I mean, it gave the Chiefs a little bit of life in that opportunity there that they didn't give up another touchdown and go down by 4 scores. And then, you know, you have the fake punt, which was just so ridiculously dumb. I mean, and then the next day, like, A.J. Hinch is the guy that gets fired at Houston. Like, nobody saw that coming because of how poorly Bill O'Brien coached that football team. But credit the Chiefs for taking advantage of all of those mistakes. On that ensuing kickoff after that 24-0, you know, lead that Mecole Hardman returned to pass midfield, the Chiefs were in business, scored their first touchdown. Fake punt, boom. Touchdown. Then on that ensuing kickoff, they get Daniel Sorensen with another great play, you know, causes a fumble, and Darwin Thompson picks it up and returns it, you know, inside the red zone. Boom, another touchdown. Then all of a sudden, you know, in a span of 5 minutes or whatever it was, it went from 24-0 to 24-21, and at that point in time, you just knew the Chiefs were going to win that football game. So it was a remarkable comeback, and credit to the Chiefs, obviously, for staying cool, calm, and collected and adopting the personality of their head coach. But the Texans did the same thing. They adopted the personality of their head coach, and that was panic.
So two things that I think are very interesting in this contest that give I still believe Kansas City is going to win, but the edges are this. Mike Vrabel comes out of that system from Bill Belichick knowing what your strength is and trying to take that away and has been pretty good at it. And then on the other side, they've got a good defense, but on the other side, how do you stop or bring down Derrick Henry, who's just racking up record-breaking yards in each and every postseason game?
Yeah, I don't want to stop Derrick Henry, man. I don't want to go out there and get in front of him. I mean, that is a scary, scary person to try to bring down. I mean, and that's why it's so important for Chris Jones to find a way to play in this game, because you're going to need as many fresh defensive linemen late in the game as you possibly can. And Chris Jones not being in there takes a good player out of the game, but it also really, really diminishes the rotation that you could have up there. So I think it's going to be very hard to stop Derrick Henry. We had a kind of a hypothetical the other day. If you could hold Derrick Henry to 25 rushes, 130 yards, and a touchdown, would you take that right now? And I think we all said, yeah, we'll take that right now because of the way that he's been able to go out there and rush. And with Derrick Henry, man, he's going over 100 yards has been the difference for the Tennessee Titans. Every game he's over 100 yards, they find a way to win. And most of that, with the exception of one game, started with that game against Kansas City in Week 10, and he's been on fire ever since.
You know what? Let me ask you this. Let's go to Andy Reid. Is the pressure on Andy Reid to get this and get to a Super Bowl?
I think there's outside pressure from like guys like you and me and everybody else, but I think for Andy Reid, there's more pressure on him to try to win a Super Bowl championship for Kansas City and for the Hunt family and for Mahomes and the players and the fans and everybody but himself. Like, I don't think Andy at the end of the day necessarily gets phased. If he wins, great. He's still going to go out there and coach like he never coached before, you know, the following year. I don't think that's going to define him as a head football coach in his mind, but it will define him as a head football coach for a lot of people and a Hall of Famer for a lot of people. I think right now you look at Andy Reid and you say, is he a Hall of Famer? You'd like to say, yeah, but the yeah, but is he hasn't won that big one yet, hasn't gotten that Super Bowl championship. A championship for him erases all doubts and firmly cements him, I think, as one of the top five head coaches in the history of this game.
The if I'm the Titans, I'm probably coming into this game going, you know what, obviously you want to contain the running ability of Patrick Mahomes, but really, Travis Kelce did all the damage last week. So do you just say, okay, we're going to go where Kelce goes and then make Tyreek Hill or Sammy Watkins or somebody beat us?
I think you got to stop Travis Kelce. I mean, the way that he played last week was like anything I've ever seen before. I mean, and I've been hard on Travis Kelce. Like, you're good in the regular season, but in the postseason, you really haven't shown up. But he showed up in a big way and in an injured way. Bum knee, sore hamstring, and he still went out there and dominated like he did. That was just like watching, I don't know, like the greatest artist at work. It was so awesome to watch Travis Kelce perform the way that he did on Sunday. And so I think he's kind of now the key to that offense. Him and Patrick Mahomes are on the same page, even when they're not on the same page. I mean, it really is unbelievable to watch these two guys work together. And I think if you can shut down Travis Kelce, you've got a good start of trying to shut down that offense as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to figure out how you stop Kelce and then on the other side, how you stop Derrick Henry. I mean, Ryan Tannehill, correct me if I'm wrong, in that game last week, it was like he didn't even throw 15 passes, I don't think, did he?
Well, he hasn't thrown for over 100 yards in the last two playoff
right.
games at New England and at Baltimore, and they won them both. And they put up 28 last week, too. It wasn't
yeah.
like they didn't score points. I mean, they went out there without a quarterback doing anything, scored 28 points, and found a way to win games in two of the most hostile places to play and two of the toughest places to win, especially in the postseason.
Well, two things that I found interesting. One is they still have a 50-plus percentile when it comes to third down conversion rate. And that's not throwing the football, which is amazing to me, which usually means that you got good down and distance. Secondly, last week they gave up 29 first downs and were 61% defensively on third down and still won the ball game. Now, look, I know that Jackson gave up a couple of picks, which is very uncharacteristic, so they capitalized on those. But that's why you look at the numbers, and the numbers are just weirdly skewed. It is Derrick Henry and a pretty stout defense that doesn't get off the field well on third down. And if they can't stop Travis Kelce, you would figure either one, you've got a shootout, and you should be able to score almost at will quickly and just put it out of reach because their run game then has to play catch-up, and I don't think they can do it. And you can't put Tannehill behind the eight ball because I don't think he can do it. That's the way I think Kansas City wins this game.
Well, and we've talked all week, too, about the importance of like winning the coin toss and taking the ball this week. Because I think if both teams have the opportunity to go out there with their offense first, they have an opportunity to put the other team at a disadvantage. I mean, the Titans can run the ball for 8.5 minutes like New England did in the AFC Championship game last year and take away the whole first quarter. The Kansas City Chiefs can score fast, and then all of a sudden there's pressure on the Titans to have to match that. Maybe you do something stupid. Maybe you try to throw the football when you're not, you know, normally a team that throws the football. Maybe you try a reverse or an option or something stupid like that because you feel like you've got to answer that score, because if you don't, you could find yourself down 14-0. And then you find yourself down 14-0 on the road, it's pretty much all over for the Titans because they're not an offense that's built to come from behind. So I think for both of these teams, it is vital to get that first score and to get that ball first in the first quarter to kind of set the tone for the other team.
Yeah, one of the things that I also found interesting this year is that they were 5-3 at home, one of those losses coming at the hands of the Green Bay Packers. I understand Patrick Mahomes was down, but usually you don't see losses at Arrowhead. So tell me about the home field advantage going into this one.
Well, I think the home field advantage is the crowd. The players and the team have to kind of, mirror the crowd that comes every week to Arrowhead Stadium. I mean, the fans have been spectacular. The place has been electric. But sometimes the players just don't play as well as the fans, root for the team. And so the home field advantage thing, I think we talk about a lot. But you hear from so many players around the NFL how they love coming to Arrowhead and playing because there's no environment like it anywhere else, in the United States. And so I think a lot of players relish in that because they go to a lot of NFL games, save Kansas City and Green Bay, and you're playing in a place like Cincinnati where there's green seats, and you're playing in Cleveland where, grown men are barking like dogs, but that's about it. Like, you don't get that cool environment and atmosphere that you get in Kansas City and Green Bay every single day. So I think players really enjoy coming here to play football.
Bob, always a pleasure. If you guys get there, we will see you in Miami for sure, okay?
You got it, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Bob Fesco, our buddy from 610 Sports down in Kansas City. You can find him at Bob Fesco, FESCOE, on Twitter and follow him there. They got a big matchup coming up with the Tennessee Titans. This year, yeah, Kansas City, they ended up taking 3 home losses, 5-3. They were 7-1 on the road in their own division, undefeated in the conference, 9-3 on the season. Meanwhile, the Tennessee Titans, their road woes, well, they were 5-3, so they weren't absolutely awful, and they've obviously won in the postseason on the road. They've been able to get it done, so maybe their magic carpet ride kind of continues, but I get this feeling that it comes to an end in KC. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. Josh and Mark and a cast of thousands all on hold. Stay tuned. Also, got some Bucks basketball to chat about a little bit. We got a lot coming up. Stay tuned. More after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You know, I know LaFleur is very, very good, and Aaron Rodgers is just is one of the great arms this game has ever seen and known. If he does it, I mean, I give the Packers a 10% chance because of Aaron Rodgers, and that's saying something. He is that good, that special, that magical, and he'll have to be all day long for 4 quarters without it. If he is looking at the tips of his cleats once on the sideline, game over. Game over. He's going to have to be rosy-cheeked. We're here to win. Aaron Rodgers pulling the freight train. Mr. Motivation all afternoon long. The minute he's looking at the tip of his cleats, ball game.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are on board today. And those are the words of Damon Bruce from 95.7 The Game out in Frisco yesterday. Your thoughts on the upcoming contest with the Packers taking on the 49ers. We are heading to Miami a week from this Saturday. Compliments of a lot of great friends, our friends at Pizza Del Rey, JR, and the whole staff. By the way, Joe, if you go through there, heading to Minneapolis to fly out, and you get stuck in Eau Claire, you're not stuck in Eau Claire, you always have friends, and that's Pizza Del Rey. They'd be happy to take care of you. JR and that staff up there, they're great people, and Mike loves the pudding.
Believe me, I'm not looking forward to this trek.
The drive to Minneapolis to fly out to San Francisco. To save about $1,000.
I ended up booking a hotel in Eau Claire.
Yeah,
actually.
Just in case.
Yeah, because there's just. I mean, they're saying it's going to be like 3 to 9 inches or something crazy like that from Minneapolis all the way down to Milwaukee here.
Yeah.
Into the weekend.
Yeah.
That just figures.
See what happens. Then again, we were supposed to get 12 inches the other day, and we got, what, 3?
Yeah, can we trade snowstorms?
So, yeah.
Can we have last week's for this week?
Yep, see what happens. So, didn't get nearly as much as we thought. We got more rain than anything. So, that's compliments of our friends at Pizza Del Rey over there in Hastings Way in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Speaking of moving around Wisconsin, our buddy Dwayne from Dwayne's Covered All, I know he's listening today. In the shop working and putting together. They had a picture the other day of all these different awnings that he has done for businesses. He's Wisconsin's best boat cover and upholstery supplier. I mean, they're fantastic work, but he does businesses, whether it's leather bench seats or, you know, I saw that he did some stuff for a gym where he recovered all the gym equipment, and he does canvases and canopy tops for businesses out front. I mean, you name it, he does it. And make sure you go to Dwayne's, D-U-A-N-E-S, DwaynesCoverItAll.com. That's DwaynesCoverItAll.com. And also our friends at Stenny's. If you're going to go anyplace and watch the game this weekend, that's, if you're in Milwaukee, Milwaukee's best sports bar. You go there. Best award-winning Bloody Mary, by the way. And they've got the Bill Michaels garlic cheese bread, the best wings you're going to stuff in your grill. Great people. And get a table, get down there, get there early. And they always say, you should be here. That is our friend at Stenny's, second to National and Walker's Point. Tell them we said hi. Let's do this real quick. Hey, by the way, last night, solid night last night. I mentioned that. Bucks get a big win. 128-102, they knock off the Knicks last night, but really that wasn't the story. The story was the fact that Za'Darius Smith was down there last night. We saw Aaron Jones down there last night. They got the camera on them. They're chanting, go Pack, go. The place was going nuts. It was electric down at the Fiserv Forum last night. And then Maryland comes to town out at the Kohl Center, and the Badgers, again, they knock off a top-ranked team. A 17th ranked in the country, 56-54, the Badgers get a win. They go to 11-6 in the season, now 4-2 in the Big Ten. The Badgers were a little bit iffy, and then they're starting to play some better basketball. So good to see the Badgers get a win last night as well.
Can I just make 2 quick points on both of those games? Because
yeah.
I watched them both last night. Is Giannis is back okay? Because the fact that he had 37 points in 22 minutes is just incredible.
Right.
It's just incredible.
He was an animal last night. Four assists, 9 boards, yep.
Yeah, just this is just amazing. The second part, the Badgers, Brad Davison last night, after just a horrible possession with 16 seconds left, making just a stupid pass, and then being able to redeem himself by swiping the ball and hitting it off the inbounding player for Maryland to get the ball back and then to drain a corner three with under 10 seconds. That was incredible also last night.
Yep, no doubt. Big night last night. Got a lot of Wisconsin teams winning right now. Hey, we got time for phone call. We're running up against the clock here.
No, let's
do this. We'll get back into it in the next hour, so stay tuned. I know you've been on hold a while. Josh and Mark and everybody, hang in there. Aaron Rodgers continues to laugh about how people have questioned his relationship with Matt LaFleur. Want to talk about that, which is ridiculous at this point. I mean, if you're still focused on that, come on. Come on, man. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to hear from David Bakhtiari, who spoke with the Big Show yesterday from our flagship station out of Milwaukee. Also, we got Lorenzo Neal about an hour and 10 minutes from now, the former NFL fullback. He works out at the game in San Francisco. Eric Name of the Athletic, we'll talk with him from the Milwaukee Basketball Insider. We'll chat with him about this Milwaukee Bucks team. But we got a lot coming up, a lot more coming up. What percentage chance do you give the Green Bay Packers to get a win over the San Francisco 49ers? Josh, you'll be first out of the chute. Mark, you're right there behind him. Hang in there. I promise I'll get to you. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.